Bryson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is A Christmas Carol. The story of A Christmas Carol may be one of the most retold stories in the history of the world. It's a story written by a man named Charles Dickens. Now, the story is about a mean old man named Ebenezer Scrooge who only cares about himself and his money, and how one Christmas he has an experience with three different ghosts, the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future. This experience causes Scrooge to change his ways and become happy and charitable. That means that he started to love other people and started to help them. This story has been read by millions of people around the world, and it's been performed in plays and movies, TV shows, and on the radio. There are even songs that reference this story. You know the song, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year? There's a part in there that says, there'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. And that's actually talking about A Christmas Carol. So why did Charles Dickens want to write a story like A Christmas Carol? Well, believe it or not, when he first started, he didn't want to write a story. Instead, he wanted to write what's called a pamphlet. Now, a pamphlet is like a flyer. It's usually short and is informative, but not entertaining. That means that he wanted to spread information, ideas, or thoughts, not necessarily give people a story to read. Because you see, back then, in 1843, which is 177 years ago, the world was a lot different. Back then, kids and employees worked hard jobs, and they didn't get very many benefits from their employers. That means they didn't get medical insurance, they didn't get paid very well, and a lot of times bosses and companies didn't really look at people as people. They looked at them as tools. So kids actually had the hardest, least desirable jobs. Little girls would spend hours every day sewing dresses, and boys would spend hours every day hauling coal through mines or chopping wood. Kids were not paid hardly anything, making maybe a few pennies a day. And this was called child labor. Charles Dickens did not like to see kids working for hardly any money. He wanted to write a pamphlet to show everyone just how bad child labor and the working conditions for regular employees were at that time. However, he quickly realized that he wanted to share how bad the poor people in England had it through a story instead of a pamphlet. Charles Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol in just about 2 months. Now, that's pretty fast. In fact, that's really fast. It's such a great story to write so quickly. The real message that Charles Dickens wanted to share with people of his time through this story was that employees, and including kids, were people and should be treated as people and not just like tools or instruments. That means that they should be taken care of, paid reasonably, and valued. So this year, if you watch, read, or listen to any versions of A Christmas Carol, please keep in mind how lucky you are in your life, and that your luck doesn't necessarily make you any better than anybody else. That's the true message of A Christmas Carol, to focus on helping others and less on serving yourself. And that's the true story of A Christmas Carol.